Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for predictions.
Over, bet the over. Vikings in the over, over, bet the over.
I talked to Stibbs this week about this, and he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I told Stibbs about it when we were at
God, not only did Stibbs die, so did his sense of humor.
Seriously, a lot has changed. When we were doing that show on the road at that. Fernando's.
Yeah.
I told Stibbs about it in front of you guys. You didn't hear it. And he said, that's amazing. Do it.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Dion commenting.
Unbelievable.
Says, John seems actually nice today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's awesome.
I think you're stupid.
John, good job.
Way to be nice, John.
Now, you spelled your name wrong.
Well, because Dion's stupid.
Unless he meant Schreiner. Maybe he's been talking to Schreiner.
Maybe he's been talking about Schreiner.
That could
yeah.
be. All right, last week in predictions, Nick and I actually had a pretty good week. Nick went 10-5, I went 9-6, and Josh went 7-8.
That's crazy, because I picked both games right, so I just was missing all the props.
Because
I went 2-0 ATS.
Well, remember, you predicted
points.
A push in Bengals-Chiefs.
There weren't enough points in that. I also almost had the overtime prop.
Only counts
in horseshoes and hand grenades. And Scott Frost year four, so we can get a year five.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had good news about predictions. Tell me more.
Well, let's get to it.
Okay.
It's the NLs. It's not only the Pro Bowl weekend, but it's also NHL All-Star Game weekend.
Did you know there are two games?
I didn't realize that they split the games into divisions, and now that divisions play each other?
Hockey, you wonder why people don't care about your sport until May. This is why. Are there three games this weekend, actually? Is it like a little tournament?
I have no idea.
Hot take. Being an all-star actually would kind of suck because you still have to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I always think about that. I'm like, oh, man, wouldn't you just want the week off?
It used to mean something way back when you got paid a lot extra and you weren't making as much money. But
now they're all millionaires. It's like, oh, my hammy.
Oh,
man, I'm sore.
So the Pacific Division is taking on the Central Division, Nick.
Give me Central.
I think the Pacific time zone rules. Give me the Pacific.
Wow.
I've always wanted to live with that time zone. Especially
Central,
now that I wake up early.
That's too early.
Central time zone is the best time zone.
10 a.m. NFL? Oh, my gosh. 9 a.m. college football?
Gross.
I'm a homeboy. Central, man.
Yes,
Pacific.
Central.
They can't play hockey in the Pacific time zone. It's too damn warm.
Central's best time.
San Jose Sharks, aren't they good? They're in the Pacific.
The Metropolitan versus the Atlantic. I'm going with the Metro.
Yeah, Atlantic sounds like garbage.
Metropolitan sounds like it's from the 20s. Give me the Metropolitan.
That's a good take, Nick.
Like
I
Mets.
Agree with you. Yeah, with a little logo with like a thing spinning around the ball on top of, you know.
Real art deco.
Yeah.
Some Gatsby type of thing.
Whoa, Nick almost said the S word.
It did not.
NBA.
Hell yeah.
The Suns. Why the hell, of all the NBA games, why are we picking a Suns game? Aren't they bad?
They are, but they're playing the Celtics, who are good.
Why are we picking this game?
I don't know. Padilla held my arm and twisted it. Said you have
I
to
find
pick
that
it.
Highly unlikely. He does not seem like a violent type. Or one who would know
Josh
how to properly execute an arm bar.
Did you throw a slushie inside of his car?
I would never do that to Jacob.
He probably did. Suns plus 9.5 at the Celtics. Now, after I just insulted him, I'm going to take your team. I'll take the Suns.
Last time I took the Suns in predictions, he called me an idiot. Give me the Celtics.
I want the Celtics.
Yeah, but I believe the Suns actually covered, didn't they?
No,
didn't they, cover that
they didn't. And then he was like, see, I told you. I'm like, yeah, good job, Jacob.
Well, that's a lot of points.
Jacob keeps tweeting at me about Nick Sirianni. He's not even an Eagles fan. Shut up, Jacob.
He's having fun with you.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
The
Packers stunk.
They
still beat the Cowboys.
The Kings are 2.5-point favorites at the Pistons.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Sacramento going to make the playoffs for the first time in 19 years?
I mean, you talk about a franchise that nobody cares about, and
except
B, a franchise that sucks.
You want to talk about a team, a franchise that I hated for a few years?
The Kings?
Dude, I was a diehard Lakers fan.
Who the hell hates the Kings? Except for people who have to live under their subjugation.
I forget the Kings exist.
Oh, 0-2 was it's one of the greatest series of my entire life as a fan.
But now that you're not a fan, who cares?
Care, right? Yeah, go Kings. Yeah, give me the Kings.
Okay.
King.
You know what? I like speed. Give me the Pistons. I know they're bad, but cars are cool.
Wait, who's bad? The Pistons or cars?
Pistons.
Okay.
Eeple. What is Eeple?
What?
Well, Josh sent me this prediction for Eeple.
Wait, who did you pick in the Kings Pistons thing?
Kings.
Okay.
Brent Ford.
Oh, hey. Versus Southampton.
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 What the hell is this? What is Eeple?
Oh, see, why do you always do this? Why can't you be normal? This is you don't say NB or WOLB for MLB. You know how to do abbreviations in every other sport.
All right, what is EPL? Does it stand for
the English Premier League?
Hello, Governor.
Barclays.
Eastern
Fish and Chips, yeah.
Poop lard.
What?
I'll go with Brent Ford because he sounds like a better soccer player than Southampton.
Ooh, Brent Ford related to
Whitey Ford?
No, who's the Ford who ran Ford?
Henry Ford.
Henry?
That guy had some takes. Oh boy. Don't give him a podcast in 2023. Canceled. Because of that, give me Southampton.
I just want to say Southampton.
Amazing British. Daniel says that famous tropical hideaway, Vancouver, hashtag Pacific time zone.
Well, now that Josh is making us pick the Eeple.
The Eeple.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
What is that that I see on the horizon?
There's a drive. Way back. It might be. It could be. And
La Liga.
Spanish for the Liga.
La Liga! Some people just have a Liga or the Liga, but only one has La Liga. You know, I was overhearing an interview with one of the winning players from the Argentinian World Cup team, and they were saying, isn't this the greatest moment of your soccer life? And this person said, it's the second greatest. The first greatest was when I won a game in La Liga.
In a random February game. That was their best moment ever. You know what that reminds me of real quick before we pick it? That reminds me of being at a resort in Mexico, and you're sitting there relaxing. It's quiet. You're reading a book, not going to see any old ancient history.
Sure.
And suddenly they turn up the thing, and a guy grabs a microphone, and then that type of music plays. And it's like, time to dance. And it's like, but I don't want to dance. All right.
Time to dance, Josh.
Espanol versus Yokozuna.
What? Osasuna.
I'll take Osasuna.
I'll go with Espanol.
Osasuna, I guess.
And Jerome Bettis.
We are doing two La Liga games?
Yes, because it is the best soccer.
Dos La Liga.
This is stupid.
Jerome Bettis versus...
2 minutes, dos!
Celta Vigo.
I already picked
which stands for the Vigo.
I already picked the Celtics earlier, so I'm going to go with Jerome here.
All right.
Let's go Jerome.
Ditto. Jerome Bettis.
I like Vigo rice, so...
I don't
Vigo.
Even know what that is.
Good rice. Yellow rice.
You know what else is back? NASCAR!
Kickstop.
The Busch Light Clash!
Is this a stupid thing at the Coliseum?
Yes, they're racing inside the Coliseum.
They put in the concrete, but it's in like sections.
Dumb.
Is it even concrete or is it just
John's
a asphalt?
Good job.
Asphalt.
You attached the link. It actually
always
worked.
Attached the
and
link.
And it never works.
Well, that's not my fault. It's your crappy computer.
No, that's not true.
Pick three.
Hamlin. Bell. Logano.
Busch. Larson. I'll go with Nick and Bell. Man, this sucks. This is the worst part of predictions. We have to talk about NASCAR every week. Wote.
Hell yeah. I grew up on NASCAR.
Thank God next
Let's
week we
go.
Bring golf back.
I wish it didn't suck anymore.
Let's
but
go.
You miss Winston Cup?
Winston Cup was cool.
Big Nextel cigarette
Cup.
Guy.
Nextel Cup was also cool. So it was
Nextel.
The
remember
Cup.
The walkie-talkie phones?
Yeah.
Let's go Larson.
My uncle had one of those. It seems so unnecessary. It's like, why do you need
Larson,
this?
Chastain.
Laughing the Chastain.
And let's go Christopher.
Laughing the Chastain.
He was the dude that did the pass where he rode the wall.
Yeah, the wall ride.
That was fun.
They made it illegal in e-racing, by the way.
Well, they also made it illegal in real racing, too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. College basketball, big game tonight. Boise State at San Diego State.
Can you tell the listeners why it's a big game?
Because San Diego State is ranked and Boise State is not. Because it's a big game.
Boise State,
it's a Friday night at San Diego State.
Cool.
It's
awesome.
Boise State. Big
San Diego
Mountain
State.
West battle.
San Diego State. Their home environment is very hard to play in.
Yes, it is.
You were talking about how stadiums and arenas are built. That thing is like straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you guys.
I mean, it's not like that, Nick.
Right.
It's like that. Like, you're not going to
die. You're going to take San Diego State?
I'm going to take San Diego State.
You know what? Let's go Boise for the cover. These are KenPom estimated lines. Two big matchups in the Big 12 tomorrow. Kansas is at Iowa State.
Ooh, I actually might have a line for you, John. I do.
What is it?
1.5 for the Jayhawks. Rock.
Ooh,
chalk.
So they're going against what KenPom might be estimating.
This is the FanDuel Sportsbook promo code 1620.
So Kansas minus 1.5 at Iowa State.
Well, screw that. I'm going with KenPom then. Give me the clones.
Yeah, give me the clones.
Where do you come out on this?
Kansas kind of low-key sucks at basketball this season, don't they?
They do. They lost.
They had a rough patch.
They're still in the top 10.
They were good at football, so they have to be bad at basketball. They sold their soul.
They're pulling the nose up. I'll go Iowa State, too. Texas at Kansas State. Is there a line on this one?
There is. Kansas
State. KenPom's got them at about Texas minus 1.5.
Kansas State minus 0.5.
Ooh, oh. So it's basically a pick 'em.
How has Texas done ever since the whole their coach got fired situation?
Oh, they've been fine.
Apparently fine.
They've been
Give
fine.
Give me Texas.
Wow.
I'm gonna go Texas.
Problematic.
No, Nick, they fired him. He's gone. Give me Texas plus 0.5.
Kansas State.
K-State.
Do you have a line? Nebraska, Penn State.
There is not one for that. There
is
one for
that's because it's Sunday.
Yeah, nobody cares anyway.
That's on Sunday. KenPom estimate Nebraska plus 7 at Penn State, give me the Nittany Lions.
Same. Retweet.
Same.
Yeah.
Biggest lead in the game, over under 10.5.
John, I'm worried that this one's going to be gross.
Ooh, you're taking the over, huh?
Give me the under.
Wow, so Nick says a closer
for
game.
S's and G's.
All right. I do have a line for the game that you're about to give us after you pick it.
It's largest lead. It could be either side. Maybe Nebraska gets off to a big start.
Both sides, says John.
Over. Over on the biggest lead. So what do you have? Creighton and Villanova.
Creighton minus 9.5.
All right. So the KenPom's a little high there. Creighton minus 9.5 over Villanova. They have won in this 5-game winning streak. All their wins have been by double digits.
Yeah, I kind of wanted the 12.5 because I was going to take Villanova. I think I'm going to still take Villanova, but I wanted a few more points. Give me Villanova plus the 9.5.
Give me the Jays.
John always picks Creighton.
Actually, no. I picked Xavier to cover last week.
Nice job, idiot.
That didn't go well.
Who are you picking here?
Which is why I'm picking Villanova this week, so that they won't cover again.
Ha! By the way, I didn't realize this. Gonzaga, St. Mary's tomorrow night. How about that?
Yeah, it's another good one. There's some big games tomorrow in college basketball. And the final pick, prop bet, Ryan Kalkbrenner over under 69.5.
Nice.
Field goal percentage. Give me big Kalk.
Yeah, doesn't Chance have a few drops?
Probably.
I'm going to go with the...
Just gave him another one.
I'm going to go with the undies.
Yeah, I want the undies.
And that is predictions.
Padilla says that the pick that I made was good. I'm not going to read the rest of his tweet.
Why?
It just mentions things that happened. Nobody needs to see that garbage.
Oh, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl?
No, he didn't say that, but he'll probably say it. Ugh. He's not even an Eagles fan. The Eagles beat the Packers, and yet he's celebrating Nick Sirianni. Congrats, Jacob, on Nick Sirianni being good for the Eagles.
I actually was walking Wrigley when that game ended. The Packers, Cowboys, because I thought Dallas was going to roll and run away with it because they're up 2 touchdowns, and I left the house.
Yep, but they're a dumb franchise.
And then I turned my phone on and I saw it was in overtime, and
you probably just cackled to yourself.
I didn't cackle to myself. I just cackled. Period. And then Dallas lost. And
they lost.
Yeah.
And now the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
And the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Can I have People some forget. Sports happiness someday? Again, I have all the other stuff going for me, just not the sports happiness. That's all I want.
Find a new sport.
Other than football? Like what?
Formula One.
You were happy when I lost that bet to you and had to buy you a steak dinner.
Which one was that?
Don't you remember when I said the Cubs weren't going to win the pennant?
Oh, yeah. That was fun when the Cubs were good. That was fun. If the Royals were good, that'd be fun.
Well, they were.
The Royals.
We were on the air for both of them.
No, I know. That was fun, but like I didn't really
get
it.
So there you go. You've had happiness.
Yeah, but that, I mean, even my Lakers fandom, like that was fun, but it was like.
Well, now you hate the Lakers because you hate the NBA.
I do hate the NBA. No, I'm in on it. Remember, I have cable now. I'm back in on the NBA. I got TNT Tuesdays.
Well, coming up next.
TN Tuesday.
Content.
You know, it'll be the second time today on this program that the JFK assassination has been referenced.
Oh.
Yep. We'll explain when we come back on 1620 The Zone.